Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and I want to talk to you today about how to profit from your problems. I know you're like, did I hear that right? Yeah, you did. How to profit from your problems. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1 says, "So let us stop going over the basic teachings about Christ again and again. Let us go on instead and become mature in our understanding." Douglas Moo says, "In obedience to their King, Jesus, Christians are to build among themselves a genuine counterculture in which the values of the kingdom of God, rather than the values of this world, are lived out." And my goal today and tomorrow is that, you know, this information that you're going to receive, and we're going to be basing this talk off of James chapter 1, verses 1 through 6, is that not only will you just receive more information, if you've been a follower of Jesus for a while, you hopefully have read the book of James. It's only 5 chapters, but just a really, really powerful book. It was written by Jesus' brother, James. And he actually was kind of the leader of the Jerusalem church. And then when the Romans, Jesus came back, of course, and they were like, "Wow, we've got a problem here with these people. All these people becoming Christians." They started to persecute them, martyr them, crucify them. So they started scattering to different places. And so James wrote this letter to help those that were starting churches all over the area. And I love that, you know, with this information, that I hope not only will you just receive this information maybe in a new way if you've read James before, or maybe, you know, you're just kind of new in the faith and you're trying to grow in your faith, that you will really just receive this new information in your life. But whether it's new to you or whether you have read James before, the prayer for me, for you today and tomorrow, is that this is going to lead to application in your life, which hopefully is going to lead to some transformation. Maybe the way you look at problems, you'll look at them differently. You're like, how can I learn from them? How can I profit from them? And that kind of goes against the world's mindset, doesn't it? I know I've been guilty of kind of getting frustrated, and even before I recorded these programs today, just had a couple things that just kind of are major challenges, and just realized that, hey, if I'm going to talk the talk, I've got to walk the walk and just say, okay, God, how are you going to work in this situation, in this problem? How can I learn from it? How can I grow from it? How can I profit from it? And so if you've got your Bible, we're going to be looking at James chapter 1, verses 1 through 6 today and tomorrow. And James said, the brother of Jesus said, "This letter is from James, a slave of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm writing to the 12 tribes, the Jewish believers scattered abroad." And that's what I was kind of talking about earlier, those churches and those tribes, they had to scatter because of the Roman persecution. But how about the way he starts that out? James, the brother Jesus, he says, "I'm a slave of God and the Lord Jesus Christ." I mean, nobody likes to be called a slave, do they? And yet here James is saying in the very first sentence of this letter to these 12 tribes, these churches, "I am a slave of God." And then he goes on to say, "and of the Lord Jesus Christ." So not only was Jesus his brother, but he realizes that he's the Lord, he's the Savior. And, you know, keeping it real with you, if I'm writing this letter, I don't know that I would be saying I'm a slave of God, first of all, which I should. And, man, it's amazing how the Lord convicts us sometimes, right? Because, man, I struggle with pride. Maybe you don't. And I think anybody that says they don't actually has a problem with it, because we all kind of care about, you know, how people think about us. What's that look to other people? I mean, I know a handful of people that, it's no big deal. I don't care what other people think about it. But most of us have a little bit of that pride in us. And, you know, but James just said, hey, you know what? I'm proud to say it. I am a slave of God. I am a slave of God. And instead of name dropping and saying, "and my brother Jesus," he says, "no, and of the Lord Jesus Christ." I mean, James could have totally name dropped, right? I mean, we all like to be associated with people that are, you know, kind of famous, whether it's a sports personality, a sports, you know, an athlete that's had some success, or somebody that's in the entertainment world, a musician, an actor, an actress, maybe somebody that's been in power in politics. And yet, you know, James just simply says, I am a slave of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. And, you know, friends, it just was a reminder to me as I was preparing this talk for today that, you know, I just need to be praying that simple prayer in John chapter 3, verse 30, that Jesus must increase and I must decrease. James goes on to say in verse 2, consider pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Once again, as I taught at the beginning here, I just hope today and tomorrow's program that it's going to help you grow and mature some in your faith. I love in verse 5 in James chapter 1, it says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. I want to pause for a second. I mean, you know, I've been guilty. Sometimes I don't want to ask a question or ask somebody something because, one, maybe I'm just, you know, embarrassed that I don't have any knowledge of this area. Or maybe you're like me. Also, I struggle for asking for help. Anybody else struggle with that besides me? You know, you don't mind somebody calling and asking you to help. You love to help other people. But, man, it's just real humbling and kind of hard for me, and maybe it is for you too, to ask somebody for help. But I love that James just clearly states it. If any of you lacks wisdom, you shall ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. And I know for some of you feel like, you know, I got to be perfect. I got to get it all together before I can ask God for wisdom or help in a situation. And friends, I just want to remind you today that your Heavenly Father, God, that He's a good, good Father. And I know for some of you listening today, maybe, you know, your dad just wasn't a really good dad, or maybe you don't even know your dad, you know, and just unfortunately your father was not a part of your life. And I want to say to you as your brother in Christ and as the pastor that I'm sorry. I'm really sorry, and my heart hurts for you. And I have many, many friends and met many people over my 50-plus years of life that unfortunately it's been the case, but I'm so thankful that so many of these guys have just developed and accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and realized that God and His Son Jesus, that, man, that He loves them, and that He's a good, good Father, and they have a Heavenly Father that is crazy about them. And one of the things I've had to learn that over the past 7 years since my dad's been gone, and even though I love him and miss him, I'm so thankful that I've got a Heavenly Father that's still with me every day, and I can ask Him, and He doesn't find fault with me, and He loves to be generous with His wisdom and bless us with His resources. So know that today, maybe just you need to be reminded that you've got a Heavenly Father that really loves you, and He's a good, good Father. Verse 6 says, but when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. I want to share with you four facts about problems I think you need to know. They're based off of James chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. And I know some of you like to take notes. And, you know, our goal today is just to help you take a different mindset about problems and look instead like, how can I profit from my problems? But four facts I want to share with you today about problems is, number one, problems are inevitable. Number one, problems are inevitable. In John chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus said, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Friends, I'm just so thankful that, you know, Jesus, He didn't dilly-dally around. He didn't sugarcoat it, right? He just flat out said, hey, I want you to know, Yeah, I've been telling you all these things because in me, you'll have peace, okay? But in this world, you're going to have trouble. But he knew how much our hearts would struggle with troubles, heartaches, and disappointment. And I love in the next breath, he says, but take heart, I have overcome the world. And friends, he proved that when the tomb was empty 3 days later, after he was just horrifically crucified on a cross. But death had been conquered. Jesus was alive. Therefore, hope was alive. And even though that happened over 2,000 years ago, friends, that power still resides in us today and is there for those of us who have called on the name of Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. So you need to be reminded of that. You need to say, amen, that I am a child of the Most High God, and that because of Jesus overcoming the world, that I can take heart and I can have peace. And even though my external circumstances may not change, my internal circumstances definitely can change. So friends, maybe you need to write that down, John 16:33 today. And just be reminded, problems are inevitable, but you can have peace because of Jesus. John Maxwell says, three reasons problems are inevitable in our lives. First, we live in a world of growing complexity and diversity. Secondly, we interact with people. You're going to get amen on that. Third, we cannot control all the situations that we face every day. I got any people that are control people listening today? Raise your hand. I have to admit, there's some areas of my life that I like to try to control, and yet I'm so thankful that, you know what? God, he is in control. I sometimes think I'm in control, and then one phone call, one text, one email, one conversation, I can realize that, you know, no, I'm really not in control, but I'm thankful that God is on his throne today, and somebody listening today needed to hear that. But I just love that by John Maxwell. Three reasons problems are inevitable in our lives. One, we live in a world of growing complexity and diversity. Second, we have to interact with people on a daily basis. And third, we cannot control all the situations we face every day. A second fact about problems that I want you to know today is problems are unpredictable. Oh, my goodness. Jane Krakowski said, you can have a plan, but you have to be flexible. Every day is unpredictable, and you just have to go with the flow. That's one of the things that I'm learning. I used to be a territory sales representative with Hershey Chocolate 25 years ago, and one of the things I learned from my boss was, I had a plan put because I wanted to impress my boss. He was a district manager with Hershey, and I had a plan put out of certain customers where we were going to see that day, both retail and wholesale. And about 9:30 that morning, got a phone call from a customer that was really upset because his order got messed up, and we had Reese Cup 10 packs on sales, and he didn't get any on his truck, and his customers were upset because they wanted that sale item they'd seen in the advertising. And so we had to totally drop everything and drive about an hour to a wholesaler to go pick up 25 cases of those and deliver it to him. And never forget what my boss said. He said, Greg, one of the keys to being successful in this business is learning to be flexible. And friends, maybe today you need to, your plans have kind of got disrupted too. And I want to just encourage you just to say, okay, God, I don't understand this, but you know, it's frustrating, but I'm just going to trust you and know that your plan for my life today is better than what I had planned. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, but I hope you'll tune in tomorrow as we're going to continue looking at how to profit from your problems on Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. We have been blessed by one of our faithful listeners and ministry partners to be offered a $10,000 matching gift this summer through August 31st. If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here Ministries, would you consider making a donation this summer? Please go to our website, hopeishere.today, to make a secure online donation or to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today to help us fully utilize this $10,000 matching grant at hopeishere.today. Thank you.